This is, It Is Always About Chestnuts. Written by Neon Toad. Read by Mr. Born Hero. A Bungo Stray Dogs podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Dasai Osamu Nakahara Chuya. It is tagged for fluff, light angst, feelings realization, developing relationship, falling in love, teenage Dasai and Nakahara, Adam, forgiveness, getting together, getting back together, armed detective agency member Dasai, port mafia executive Nakahara, first kiss, love confessions. Summary: the story of Chuya and Dasai falling in love in the most colorful season of all. Here! Wide-eyed, Dasai is bouncing on his toes like a viscerally oversized jack-in-a-box. He is proudly showcasing a handful of chestnuts he has just collected from the ground, and there is an eerily familiar, uncharacteristic expression plastered on his face. This is such an unexpected sight that Chuya has to do a double take, a triple even, well, quadruple. He is not mistaken. Dasai is smiling, as opposed to his signature shit-eating grin that just screams, "I'm an annoying menace and I am thoroughly enjoying it." His face is lit up by a radiant beam. It reaches his eye and small lines appear in the corner along with the dimples on his cheeks and act as a seal of authenticity. For a split second, Chuya even wonders if, by any chance, somebody kidnapped Dasai when he ran off to the chestnut tree and replaced him with a different person. How can the boy collecting chestnuts with such zeal as if they are no less than precious diamonds be the demon prodigy? How can the person musing about the meaninglessness of life just a few minutes ago suddenly find so much joy in something so trivial? It is a little bit bizarre. He looks carefree, genuine, normal even. A chestnut falls on the ground. No wonder Dasai's hands are overflowing with them. And Chuya picks it up, his eyebrow raised in skepticism. "You idiot." Chuya doesn't get to finish. His eyes meet Dasai's, and he is immediately hypnotized by the uncovered eyes' uncharacteristic shine. Its enthusiastic spark brings so much life to Dasai's face that it is contagious, and as a cherry on top, the color of his irises perfectly matches the chestnuts. The usual dull color turned into a rich hue of brown Chuya has never seen before. On second thought, collecting chestnuts doesn't look like such a lame idea. Later that day, Chuya lies awake in bed. In his hand is a chestnut, and he can't rip his eyes off its shiny, deep brown shell. The top of his bedside table is littered with dozens of chestnuts, the result of a stupid bet after Dasai casually dropped that he can surely collect the most. The unapologetic competitiveness made them stay in the park until dusk, as opposed to Chuya's original plan to bail on Dasai after 15 minutes tops. Dasai won. So what? The bastard probably cheated again. An absent-minded smile graces Chuya's features as he puts the chestnuts on the bedside table and turns off the lights. He closes his eyes, but the rich hue of brown is still lingering in his mind, the warm color defeating the autumn chill better than the blanket he's wrapped in. He dreams of shining eyes, unfiltered laughter, and chestnuts. On the other side of the city, in an old shipping container, barely withstanding the unforgiving autumn weather, lies Dasai, as sleepless as ever. He counts the chestnuts scattered in the rusty floor and touches their smooth shells, soothed by the soft sensation. In the gust of wind, he can hear the familiar raspy laughter of the boy with the hair like autumn leaves. The sound, so genuine and contagious, is everywhere, and this peculiar lullaby makes him fall asleep mid-count. A chestnut in his hand is warm and smooth, and in his dreams, his hand is held by another one, gloveless despite the chill. More often than not, they start finding themselves in the park, spending countless hours arguing, betting, and chatting, sigging and sagging under the brightly colored trees. Their pockets overflow with chestnuts, and their hearts with something else that neither of them can put their finger on just yet. Suddenly, autumn is not about gusting winds and rainy days anymore. It is not about the slow, unwelcoming, inescapable shift to the gloomy dormancy of the colder months. For Dasai, autumn is about color. So much color everywhere, his black and white world forgotten, defeated by the bright foliage of the trees and how magnetizing Chuya's shiny locks look with the colorful leaves as a backdrop. The vibrant hues of orange, yellow, and red are tamed fire, but there is no taming the fire in the Sai's chest when he sees such a sublime sight, when he looks into Chuya's eyes, ridiculously blue. He thinks that their color can easily make up for the lack of clear skies in this season. Even gray looks deeper and brighter than he could ever imagine it could be when they are skipping stones on a gloomy day. Chuya cheering in the light after throwing a stone across the gray pond and sending ripples through the dark water. He could never have thought the world could be so full of color. For Chuya, autumn is about the deep brown of chestnuts, the color he never knew was so warm as the Sai's hand in his, as warm as the way he looks at him with timid adoration, as warm as the lively spark in his brown eyes. Such a dull, boring color never appealed to Chuya, and yet that fateful autumn made it his favorite. Hastily opening the husks, paying no mind to the sharp spikes that reveal shiny chestnuts inside, is akin to opening chests of gold, and yet even gold looks dull in comparison with the intense shine of Dasai's eyes as they embark on yet another chestnut treasure hunt. Gold? Don't make Chuya laugh. There is something more valuable than any precious metal can be, and Chuya is lucky enough to have it within arm's reach. Chuya's world is full of colors, and yet he thinks that the noble shade of chestnut brown is the most gorgeous of them all. Seasons go by, but each year they just can't wait for autumn. Autumn is about prickly husks leaving scratches on their hands, hot chocolate in paper cups with doodles all over them, sharing an umbrella on a rainy day, pushing each other into puddles, and sitting in the Port Mafia's meetings, dripping wet, trying hard not to laugh at each other's pathetic looks. It is about laughing, bantering, and being quiet together, their shared silence saying more than any words. Autumn is about colors. Autumn is about chestnuts. It is always about chestnuts. Autumn is about the day when their hands brush against each other, when they both reach for the same chestnut, making Chuya hiss and yank his hand away. If he blushes, it is only because the husk scratched his finger. If his blush intensifies when Dasai wraps a band-aid around it, it is only because he did an absolutely abhorrent job administering first aid. Autumn is about their first kiss under the chestnut tree, when Chuya pushes Dasai's ridiculously unruly hair out of his eyes and freezes from how soft it feels under his fingertips. The world stops as slowly, tentatively, Dasai touches Chuya's cheek and leans in, their lips softly brushing against each other. The chestnuts Chuya is holding fall on the ground as his hand moves onto the smell of Dasai's back. It feels like it was made to be there, made to hold Dasai like an anchor, keeping him still in the raging seas of his unpredictable mind. The timid kiss is a question and an answer. It is a gamble. It is a promise. It is a proclamation of them. Autumn is about various trinkets, rolls of bandages, and, of course, chestnuts appearing on the usually empty bedside table on the other side of Chuya's bed. Dasai laughs when he sees the dent only on the side of the mattress. Chuya doesn't take it personally. He can't really be mad, not when both Dasai's eyes are sparkling at him as he scrunches his nose and breaks out. Bandages taken off in the safety of Chuya's home, as the ultimate manifestation of trust. Soon enough, the other side of the bed starts looking well slept on, too. Dasai can't hear Chuya's raspy laughter in the gusts of wind coming in through the cracks in the walls in his shipping container anymore, but he doesn't really need it now that he has the blueprint lying mere centimeters away from him. His dream of holding a soft, gloveless hand comes true, and he never lets go of it as they sleep under one blanket, keeping each other warm with shared body heat. The way Chuya is squeezing Dasai's hand is a promise, too. You will never be cold anymore. Autumn is about their first I love you as well. Sending red glowing bullets flying in relentless deadly batches, in the morning morphs into ferociously bombarding each other with chestnuts when the bloody mission ends and all the reports are finally done. Breathless from running and shouting, they lay on the leaf-carpeted grass, and Dasai is babbling about not one, but two chestnuts that hit him right in the forehead. Chuya doesn't really register what Dasai is saying. He didn't do anything wrong, for what it's worth. He was even kind enough to take off the spiky shells first. Dasai is gesticulating so hard that it looks like he is about to fly away on flappy hands, and that, along with his oversized black coat, makes him look like a giant magpie. Chuya smiles at the resemblance, and of course, when Dasai sees the crooked smile on Chuya's face, he starts clattering even more furiously, his eyebrows scrunching in the endearingly familiar way Chuya can not help but adore. Dasai hates being interrupted, but he doesn't complain at all when Chuya cuts his indignant whining short with a spontaneous confession. He doesn't think twice before saying it back. It is colorful in winter, with the striking white of fresh snow and bare black tree branches. It is colorful in the summer, with fireworks painting the sky in greens, reds, and yellows. It is colorful in the spring, with the gentle pink of cherry blossoms matching the blush on the cheeks of the two boys walking side by side. Still, nothing compares to autumn. Autumn is about hands. It is about smiles that reach the eyes. It is about all kinds of colors shining with more intensity than in any other season. It is about love. It is about chestnuts. It is always about chestnuts. Until it is not. Chuya is almost 19, and he doesn't go anywhere near that particular park anymore. Still seeing random green husks and brown shells of chestnuts sends a quick jolt of excitement through his veins, immediately replaced by bitter disappointment. What used to feel like a treasure hunt became nothing but a gruesome reminder of all the things he used to have, the things that he stupidly believed were real. The habit he learned over the years is hard to change, no matter how much he hates it. Is this what it was this whole time? Dasai conditioning him like a dog? Hell, knowing him, this might have been his plan all along. He would gladly pay all the money in the world just to cut down every single chestnut tree in this godforsaken city. Autumn is a shit season, if you think about it. It is cold, wet, and dull, and even these few weeks of bright foliage and pleasant weather are not worth the hassle that comes afterwards. Autumn is nothing more than a marketing scam to sell overpriced lettuce to gullible idiots. He hates it. Time goes by, slowly, leisurely, excruciatingly. Seasons change, and autumn seems to be the longest of them all. They say time heals. Well, it seems like Chuya is in the terminal stage of whatever disease he's suffering from. He taught himself to pay no mind to the chestnuts hiding among the fallen leaves. But still, no matter how much time passes, he can't bear seeing a certain shade of brown. Much to his annoyance, it is everywhere. In the color of his desk at work, in the leather of his car seats, in the fallen leaves in the puddles of the water on the ground, in his morning coffee, in his goddamn own freckles that come out under the scorching June sun, the month he started despising as well. One day, he rearranges the furniture in his apartment and finds a chestnut under the bed. It is all dried and shrunk, the noble brown matted and dusty, and still. It looks way too much like the eyes of the person whose tricks Chuya fell for. His chest involuntarily heaves, the snapshot of the days long gone rapidly changing in front of his eyes. Little moments, little conversations that will never happen again are overwhelming, and after what feels like an eternity, Chuya dabs his eyes and takes a deep breath. His fingers glow red, and the chestnut turns to dust. The same fate awaits the bandage waster if he dares to waltz back into his life. As it turns out, life has a cruel sense of humor. A year later, Chuya sees the familiar shade again. The Port Mafia dungeon is poorly lit, and still, the deep brown he tried so hard to forget looks like it is lighting the whole room up, erasing the damp walls from existence and making the man in the beige trench coat the focal point of Chuya's attention. Chuya tells himself he didn't miss it. He tells himself the deep chestnut color doesn't look even more striking now that the size eyes have a hint of light in them. He tells himself that the longing with which Dasai is looking at him is nothing but another one of his tricks. No matter how much he wants to rip the gaze off it, he can't stop staring into the brown irises sprinkled with a magnetizing spark of honey amber. He can see so much in them, way more than he wants to. The 4 years of no contact pour down on him with a litany of unspoken words Chuya does not want to hear. The silent monologue is delivered by the subtle movements of Dasai's eyes and the shy looks from under his dark eyelashes that used to tingle Chuya's cheeks eons ago. And it is too much to hear. He clenches his fists in Dasai's hair to shut him up, but the forceful tug makes him wince, finally making him break the excruciating eye contact. Still, the soft locks under Chuya's fingertips bring him back to the day when Dasai made the leap of faith and leaned in, the timid kiss starting it all, and to all the times he played with Dasai's hair as they lay in bed, limbs tangled and hearts racing. Sappy bullshit. He's not that person anymore. Chuya lets Dasai live another day. He doesn't get to have the privilege of Chuya granting him the long-awaited wish of death. The deep brown color is everywhere. It is in his desk, in his car seats, and his morning coffee, and yet somehow it feels just a tad less oppressive than it used to be, with the warm amber spark of light mellowing the dark, gloomy color down. One day, they are headed to the Armed Detective Agency's office for a joint mission. Chuya's muscles ache. They are always sore after the whistles of the tofu benders. He wonders if Dasai chose that strategy on purpose, just to test Chuya's limits yet again. In his opinion, the sound of a book would have worked just as well, if not better, saving Chuya the hassle of unnecessarily fighting way too many opponents. Whatever. Dasai always does whatever he wants. Chuya has long stopped wondering what his motives are. They are both quiet as they make their way through the city. They don't have anything to talk about. Not anymore. As Chuya thinks, silence fits them both much better than the childish bickering they were used to a long time ago. They both grew, they changed, they matured for fuck's sake, and it doesn't make sense to babble away about the mission like they used to in their double black times. Double black is no more. It is just Chuya and Dasai. Separate people, separate souls, separate everything. Something in Chuya's heart screams in agony as they take a shortcut through a familiar park. He stares at the gravel path, adamant about getting out of the park as soon as possible. But still, from the corner of his eye, he can see an oh-so-familiar tree. It grew taller, but the way its leaves show off their vivid autumn dress is still the same as it used to be years ago when they were younger. Before Chuya knows it, the sigh stops in his tracks with a gasp and bolts. Chuya rolls his eyes, but still, he stops and watches the sign sprinting towards the tree with his trench coat comically fluttering behind him. He raises an eyebrow, watching Dasai run around under the chestnut tree like a rabid squirrel, opening the husks like treasure chests and huffing and puffing when they prickle him. Such a man-child. As Chuya thinks, his cheeks hurting for some reason. Some things never change. If someone was a complete moron when he was 15, he would probably have remained the same at the age of 22. The sparkling brown meets deep blue. Here! Dasai is grinning from ear to ear, his hands are full of chestnuts, and the way he's showcasing his treasure to Chuya wakes something up inside of him. Something that was dormant for so long. Something that he, deep down, missed so much. Seconds, hours, and centuries pass before Chuya can speak again. The shiny, deep brown chestnuts in Dasai's hands, complementing his sparkling eyes like never before. "You idiot," Chuya mumbles, slowly moving his gaze from the chestnut eyes to the parted lips. The chestnuts fall on the ground. It feels like their first kiss all over again. It is chaste, it is sincere, it is perfect. The way Dasai's lips slowly move against Chuya's is a confession, an explanation, an apology in itself. The 4 years worth of words untold, all poured out in the wetness of Chuya's cheeks. "Can we start again?" Dasai whispers into Chuya's ear, hands sheepishly squeezing Chuya's arm. Instead of an answer, Chuya moves his hand onto the smell of Dasai's back and pulls him closer. Their warm embrace defeating the chilly October afternoon. Autumn is about forgiveness, warm hands, and love. Autumn is about them. Autumn is about chestnuts. It is always about chestnuts. The end. Thank you for listening. I initially found this fic to cover the autumn prompt for Potawin, but I found it very late and there was no blanket permission statement, so I had to ask permission, and I had like 2-3 days before the deadline. And so by the time the author got back to me, it was too late. But you know what? Autumn doesn't end until... Autumn doesn't end until the end of this month. So I'm still gonna post this and just say that it's still in the season. Because it is such a soft pick and I love it. And why not, you know? Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.